Did you see the new Black Panther trailer?
Come on, you know I saw that.
What did you think, Mike?
Great as usual. Marvel sets its tone. Unlike how y'all are saying that this trailer advertised one thing and it was something different, doubt that's going to be the case come February 16th.
I know what movie I'm getting.
What you see on that trailer is what you're about to get.
I know what movie I'm getting. And Michael B. Jordan might be a little bit better than I think he is in this movie.
I will say this. In the comic book lore, Wakanda has always been a powerful nation. They've always been ahead of the curve, always had the technology and everything like that. And so far from the trailer, it's already showing that the Dormammu, that T'Challa, that everything's going to live up to what the comic books advertised this entire time. And I think that's going to be very important for people to see. And I think it's going to be a very important tone to set for Marvel, because if you fast forward to Infinity War's trailer, where's the biggest battle taking place? It's Wakanda. Who's the one to say, get the defenses ready, get this man a shield? T'Challa. They're setting the tone already, and I think that they're going to set it very well with this movie, so that by the time we get to that point, you believe and you understand that Wakanda's not to be fucked with.
Wakanda forever!
Marvel. Like I said, they know what they're doing. This ain't DC.
Yeah, I think this might be the top grossing Marvel movie.
Didn't it already sell out or so? Most tickets pre-sale or something like
most
that?
Pre-sale. And I was trying to explain this to somebody before the movie even came out, and I'll say it again, because this is going to be the first Marvel movie people are going to show up for.
Yeah.
I have literally talked to people who I know for a fact don't read comics or who have no interest in any of this kind of stuff. Who'll see it like, yeah, I'm going to go check out Avengers whenever I go see it. Already tell me they can't wait for February 16th. Oh, I'm going to see Black Panther. I'm in for that. This movie's going to make a lot of money, and people are going to be surprised. And
the pride behind it.
I agree with Barry. I don't know if it's going to beat out Infinity War, but as far as solo Marvel movies, I would not be surprised if this ends up beating Iron Man 3. And we're talking about a billion.
Say Iron Man 3, I would say it will gross more money than Civil War. And I'm confident in that.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't even know Forrest Whitaker was in the movie. But
I've already come reserved.
They got an all-star cast, man.
Yeah, this cast is ridiculous. Like, I'm seriously already at the point I'm pretty much 100% sure I'm going to go see this twice already, because I just found out that the Air and Space Museum is just showing the IMAX in 2D.
Because
I don't fool with 3D, but I will go see IMAX 2D, and they're going to show
serious?
It in Chantilly. Oh, yeah, they just announced it. So I'm going to see it twice. God. 5-story screen. I got to see this.
Holy shit. Surprise behind this movie, man. People were going to show up in droves just to see this movie, just because of what it is.
I'm going to say this. Ryan Coogler is on stratospheric arc of directorial capabilities, because he did Fruitvale Station, then he did Creed, which that's what really got him this movie. And then if this grosses as much money as I think it will, he can do anything he wants.
Right.
Like anything.
Let's play devil's advocate here. I just say this movie is some shit. It's going to make money regardless.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think Marvel would allow at this stage.
They have too much invested for this movie to mess around and fail. Because remember, this movie wasn't on the slate originally before Infinity War. It was supposed to happen after, and they flipped the schedule around. So it's got some lofty weight to it. I'll tell you, my first indication that I was like, okay, I think this is going to work and be really good is it's supposed to be the blackest movie Marvel has, and they made it the blackest cast so far. Like, that was the first thing I was really happy about. Okay, Martin Freeman's there. Cool. Andy Serkis is there, cool. The rest of the cast is basically black, which is what it should be. It looks like Africa. And I'm telling you now, I don't see how this movie's going to fail. It'll be one of the biggest disappointments if this movie is not great.
I don't think that's possible.
And they even gave it a hip-hop soundtrack.
Right? Yeah.
And then took the hip-hop person right now, other than J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, and let him be the executive producer of it. Just smart decisions. I'm not even going to do the hand clap. It's just smart decisions. I don't think people quite understand. Like
Black Panther, who's the executive producer you're talking about?
For the album?
Are you talking about that?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. King Kendrick. Kung Fu Kenny. Be humble. Sit down.
The only thing that may be a weak link in this movie, I got Green Berry again. It'd be Michael B. Jordan.
I would say Michael B. Jordan is my only area of concern. I'm going to be quite honest with you. When I seen him, I was
Ryan
like,
Coogler thing.
I was like, oh, here we go.
See, the thing is, Killmonger does have dreads. Killmonger does look like that, but it's Michael B. Jordan. And Killmonger's African, from what I remember. I could be wrong.
I've waited my whole life for this.
But I swear to God, he did not drop an African accent
And I think the angle they're going to go with is he's going to be the one African dude who's trying to go outside of the whole Wakanda nation, be otherworldly and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what I think is that his father's going to be exiled, and that's where his beef with T'Challa comes into play.
Probably.
I'm going to burn it all down. Look at my jean jacket.
Yeah! Jean jacket with the fucking cotton collar and shit.
Yeah.
The old school 1975 joint. Man, I don't know. That's the only negative I see so far.
I will say this. At Comic-Con, when Ryan Coogler first showed the footage that he showed, and the cast hadn't seen it yet, everybody said that outside of the Avengers thing, they said it's probably the best footage everybody saw at Comic-Con, hands down. They said it was that good that it was almost James Bond-esque in Casino Royale with the fight scene and the setting and all. But they said it was really, 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 really good.
Oh, what scene are you talking about?
In the trailer, there's a scene where they're fighting, and I think you see Martin Freeman.
With the staff, yeah.
Apparently it takes place at a casino. I know that much. And they say it's almost like a Casino Royale kind of setting. So I'm assuming it's the one with Daniel Craig and Moneypenny. But they go into the casino. He meets with the guy, gets the case, and then he's down in the pit. I'm assuming they're talking about that James Bond scene. I just got great expectations, man. This is easily going to be one of the best Marvel movies. I just really think they about to do a hell of a job with this.
Again, I believe that it will gross more than Civil War. Because I want to say that I saw like some GoFundMe thing about they were trying to get some kids.
They've had multiple ones. Even Snoop Dogg in them saw them one. They're going to take inner city kids who can't afford to go to the movie, and they're buying out theaters to take them to see Black Panther. But even coming up reading the comics, it wasn't like Black Panther was a mainstream person.
No. Right.
You know, unless you really knew about him or you read it, you didn't really know nothing about him. It was kind of like, okay, who's this dude with the black suit? I think more people probably knew about Luke Cage than they knew about Black Panther. Power Man and Earth is pretty popular.
Between Storm and Blade and maybe Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Storm is probably the main one.
Which now the deal is done, they could possibly do the T'Challa and Storm marriage, which would be kind of nice on screen.
I wonder who they're going to cast as Storm.
I always said it should have been Lupita, but she's in this as... I forgot her character's name now, so that's out the way.
She's in Star Wars and this movie.
Who in the world could they cast with Storm? And I remember when they first started talking about X-Men, doing the X-Men movie, I was like, man, get Angela Bassett. Now you see her as a white hair and looks just like fucking Storm.
I told my wife, I've always said from day one, based on Halle Berry's performance in the first X-Men, that they should have got Iman. You know, there's so little dialogue, right? That it would have worked.
Things that get hit by lightning. Same thing that happens to everything else.
Terrible dialogue.
Thought that shit was hot.
Atrocious.
Speaking of hot fire and shit, huh?
Same thing that happens to everything else. They croak. Oh.
Has anyone heard anything about Venom?
Tom Hardy did a live stream video to Comic-Con in Brazil, but he didn't show any footage of the movie or anything. There's like one picture that showed up, but it wasn't him.
Are they going to make him a hero or anti-hero?
I haven't really heard
it. Anti-hero now, right?
I won't say he's an anti-hero. And there, I guess there was a bunch of speculation as to whether or not this was going to have anything to do with the MCU. And now I guess they're saying that, yes, it will be a part of it, even though Tom Holland, from what I understand, does not show up in this at all. But... Mm-hmm. They're going to try to tie it all back.
Interesting.
Well, hey, they got the rights to do it now, so don't they?
Well, technically, no. Well,
Sony still...
They're a partnership with Sony. It's not like the Fox thing where they're buying it back. Sony was smart enough to say, okay, Marvel, here, you take Spider-Man, do what you want to do, make it work, and just pay us some money so we can eat off of it since we can't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, I don't understand why Fox didn't just do that from the beginning. It's a wise decision. I get to sit back and collect money while you do everything and fix it. Cool. Whatever.
All it was just a photo of him with a notepad.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing else. No real description. Tom Hardy said he knows how important it is to the fans, so he's trying to make it the best movie possible. Same thing most actors would say. Although most people were campaigning for him to replace Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, so that's out the question now, too.
And as long as Topher Grace is not in this movie.
I'd be happy if they had Topher Grace show up with a cameo and killed him. For the BS that was Spider-Man 3.